Okay, this is the regular meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay Park and Rec Committee. Is somebody monitoring this or is it just us? Me, okay. Is there any public on the call? That wants to identify themselves? Yes?
Oh, Terry Laughlin.
Oh, hey, Terry. I just want to make sure that if there's people there that I know it so I can acknowledge for public comment, that's all. Appreciate it. Okay, roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect that all members are present.
Great, and now this is our time for public comment, so if anybody has a public comment, I will be quiet briefly and allow someone to speak, and if two people speak, please one be courteous. Public comment, last opportunity. Okay, great. I'm going to close public comment then. Is there a motion to approve minutes?
I make motion.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Minutes are passed. Staff, landscape contracting for zone 8, please.
Yes. At the July 23rd, 2020 special board meeting, staff was tasked with obtaining a cost estimate for outside landscaping services to provide a landscape refresh to Zone 8 areas of Clipper Drive, Discovery Bay Boulevard, and Newport Drive, and bring this estimate to the Park and Recreation Committee meeting. Included in your agenda packet is an estimated cost chart that has been updated and posted as additional material, and you have it there on your desk before you, which is an update with some revisions and actually putting in the cost of the in-house labor for comparison. So I'll turn this over to Landscape Manager Bill Engelman to present the cost estimate.
Hey Bill, before you get started, I just want to commend you on the work you've done up at the, or your team has done.
Yeah.
And everybody, I understand that people from other departments have jumped in and to try to cut our costs, and we really appreciate you guys getting some color up there. One quick question, are those rocks new? The boulders?
Boulders, no, those were there.
Yeah, never noticed them before. Looks good.
Those are awful big rocks.
They are, they're huge. That's, I'm like, how did I not see that before? Anyway, thank you very much for doing that. It's a good representative of the kind of work you guys can do. Appreciate it. It's all yours.
Yep, so if you heard from Mike, we were instructed to get some quotes for the enhancement of calling the projects. So I met with two, one of which became disinterested in the project, so I stuck with the one contractor who was very helpful, and we were kind of on the same page about how to go through this. So I used his installed costs for plants, bark, and fabric. But in addition to his cost, I also calculated costs for us to do these projects in-house as well. Now, to complete an equitable cost comparison, I had to make some assumptions. In other words, based on the square footage of the area we're going to do, 50% of it needed to be enhanced, as 50% has suitable material, and it's okay, so we're going to retrofit this into what's already existing on these areas.
I'm sorry, Governor. Say that again one time.
Yeah.
What's the difference? Enhanced versus?
Enhancement would be actually fabric, bark, plants. A cleanup would be weeds, trimming some shrubs, that type of
thing.
Okay. So, also another assumption was that in the bare areas on those projects, we would be using 5 5-gallon plants per 200 square feet. Just so we're equitable across all projects, both in-house and with the contractor. So if you look at the sheet before you, the different landscape costs, the first column is the area, and the second column is that square footage I was talking about. The next column over is the calculations from the contractor based on our assumptions on what it would cost him to do the project in just plants, fabric, and mulch, not using any boulders or rocks or such. So Clipper Drive, the front entrance is $27,000, it would have cost it. Clipper Drive would be $169,000. Discovery Bay, $139,000. Newport
we have a really good idea of what it costs us to do the entrance because it's completed now. Is that pretty accurate?
So if we go to that column, that's my next column.
Right.
That $8,000 you see is material cost, but just today I calculated a labor cost.
Oh, that's right.
Approximate labor cost.
Oh, that's right.
Which would be approximately $8,000. So it's about 2/3 what it would cost a contractor, for instance.
Because he was at 27,000 and you're at 16,000.
He was at 27, I'm at 8 with materials and then
another 8, 16,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that column is showing costs for us to do these projects in-house, with also not only just using plants, bark, and fabric, but also introducing a little bit of rock work, some boulders, and that type of work. If you come down, Clipper Drive's $154,000, Discovery Bay is $105,000, Newport would be about $20,000. The next column over is the cost to do it. No boulders, no rock, just simple plants, fabric, and bark.
Okay. I should let you finish before I keep interrupting you. So you
no.
Okay. So here's a question I have.
Yeah.
I see what you have here for estimated times. I see what you have here. You know, you have a very thorough estimate, including labor, for the ones that aren't completed yet.
Yeah.
My question for you is, do you actually have the manpower and the time to do it?
I'm getting to that.
Okay.
When I suggest we do this.
Because it raises options in my mind. That's why I'm asking that question.
Sure. So if we did proceed with in-house enhancements, I would suggest beginning in October with the relatively short one for Newport Drive, for instance. And then when November hits, when some of our seasonal maintenance tasks slow down a little bit, that's when we can tackle a section like Clipper. And a strategy would be to do one block at a time. We're not going to tear the whole length of Clipper up at once. Clear up one block, finish that block, move on to the next block.
Okay. Yes, good. Go ahead.
So, now that you have the rough costs, it's staff's recommendation that we proceed with in-house enhancements with that phasing strategy beginning in October.
So just to add to that, and it's kind of like in the next
use
section
the microphone.
Down.
Microphone.
To add to that, and it's kind of in the next section down. Stand by. We got some outside contractor estimates on what it would be to clean up certain areas, refresh certain areas, and that's like he described in the beginning, weeding, some shrubbery, cutting back, some but no mulch or any enhancements. So what I would propose is that...
Where are those numbers?
So they're fresh off.
Okay, no problem.
They're fresh off the grill. I have them though, I mean...
Well, no, that's fine. I just want to make sure I wasn't missing something.
Yeah, I can give you some rough numbers. I was going to do it anyway. So like in Zone 8, to do Discovery Bay Boulevard down to River Lake Drive, including the front of the community center here, about $16,398 would take a hit to Zone 8. Now, I would propose that it be taken out of that 100 that we talked about, which we think is really going to be 168 because we charged to Zone 8 on paper $68,000 that we believe relatively certain that we will be reimbursed for pickleball from that grant. So that frees up another
$68,000. We're like 99% sure we're going to be reimbursed for that.
So in Zone 61, the two corners of Point of Timber in Preston for $510, this company will do it. Zone 9, do both sides of Poe Drive and the median, and Ravenswood, the entire park, including the parking lot, all the weeding and tidying up. It's not lawn mowing, but we can do that, for $6,024. So we have that in Ravenswood money.
This is an estimate from an outside contractor?
Correct.
Okay.
At prevailing wage.
Understood.
And it's a lower estimate. I can act, and then Zone 57, we would probably want to do Regatta Park and a parking lot. So that total will come to $25,000, which I don't have to go out to an RFP for, so I can pull that trigger relatively soon. where if we go to an outside contractor, by the way, on this clipper, on this the landscape zone enhance, we have to pull that up to an RFP unless we just did Newport Drive, which means we got to write the RFP, put it publicly, notice it, and then get bids back, then have an opening of the bids. You know, how many weeks is that going to take? 4 to 6 weeks. So this is one of the reasons why we need the in-house side to this. So what I propose, and since this is all hot off the press, we were getting the bids in today, that we allow Bill to develop a plan that incorporates the in-house costs for Zone 8 that we would send out to RFP, along with a strategy of using this, these outside contractors to do the cleanup work, and come back to you with a combined plan that combines these two things.
And that will help with the manpower question that I asked earlier then, because that will take that, that's the cheapest way to use outside contracting, or that's, we save much more money by staying on these projects with our in-house than we do. I'm not saying it's correct, but you know what my point is.
I see what you're saying, and I think that's correct.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, we're basically using the outside contractors to do supplemental work that's less expensive, which is the pulling of the weeds and that kind of stuff, so that we can do the more expensive work in-house for less money.
Okay.
And we would propose coming back to a special landscape, a park and rec meeting to provide you this landscape plan, because we want to start moving, we would want to start moving on it as soon as possible.
Right, so what I would, this brings me to a logistical question, because we don't have this on the agenda for tonight. The board can't take action, and the board needs to take action on spending money, correct?
Well, this is not, but there is a briefing on it. And there is an action for if they wanted to pull the trigger on any of this landscape zone 8 stuff, which we're hoping we don't, that we allow us to come back with this plan.
Okay, right. But we could still, as a point of information, let the board know at the meeting tonight that we're moving forward with the recommendations that that special board meeting brought forward to our committee, that we're moving forward and trying to resolve some of these issues that they were, that the entire board was concerned about, correct?
Correct.
Okay, then have a special meeting, next board meeting on the 16th, remembering that I'm gone from the 10th on, the 16th, we could actually have it as an action item to approve.
That down,
is that true? Have it as an action item to approve so we can start getting the contracts out for some of these other projects. But let's talk about these other projects.
Actually, we would not need, so if the plan is to allow us to go forward with a plan of October and November to do the Zone 8 stuff in-house, that is the enhancements, combined with doing the outside contractor cleanup work strategically, then we don't have to go to the board, because one, we're doing the project in-house. The in-house is enhancement, so we're not doing an outside contract.
We're not approving any expenditures that aren't any further. It's just what how the labor's delegated, that's all.
Correct, and then the cleanup is within my $25,000 purview,
okay,
that I don't have to go out to RFP, and I don't have to go to the board because I have a $50,000.
So, great. I'm sorry, I should have thought of that. But here's my issue. My issue is just to make sure that we've informed the board of our activity and what we're doing to meet the goals and objectives that we'll put forward. That's what my concern is. So in your presentation, that you explain, so when does this get to the board? When do we explain what our recommendation? It's not a board.
So the board tonight's agenda.
I don't have that in front of me. That's
okay. So the board tonight's agenda has a discussion regarding county landscape zones. So I can discuss this, and we don't need a vote from the board on the outside landscapers,
right,
and some of those zones.
But you know the questions that are going to come forward, because
yes,
they were brought forward earlier.
Yes.
Bill, you know
yes,
what I'm talking about.
But under discussion and action, it says discussion and possible action regarding landscape contracting for Zone 8. So theoretically, if they decided to go with an wanted me to follow up with an independent contractor for the
Yeah, well, that's gonna be our recommendation.
They could vote on that.
Okay, so what we're gonna do is.
But we don't need that if we bring back a plan, if you can do it in-house.
Personally, I would like to see, in-house with Rock as the preference. What about you, Brian? I've been talking.
First of all, I want to thank you very much, Bill, for putting these numbers together. They're very encouraging, and they're very, for me, very exciting, because I think they're reasonable numbers that, the board can wrap their head around. I agree with Director Graves. The in-house with the Rock, accessories sounds like a most bang for the buck.
And I agree completely. That's one of the definite route I would take.
With that being said, though, so can you help us understand, though, how you see the Poe experiment in relationship to the overall landscaping?
Right, so there are still, so if you theme out the landscape, you can use different materials other than rock. So you just need to have that, the look of, like I had mentioned earlier, kind of theming of the agricultural look, the dry riverbed look. So, not using all the rock like we did at Poe, but we can still use those themes in different materials, bark, a little bit of rock, but not all rock.
Yeah, I mean, I look, the Poe experience is fantastic. It's gorgeous over there. I think there's definite opportunity to be utilized, especially on the center islands that we have.
I agree completely.
I think that would be probably the best location for those type of things.
The two on Discovery Bay.
Tying that in there, where we have a smaller area, then you're not bringing in tons of rock.
Yep.
But yet it still ties it in. It ties the two sides of town together.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love the, now when you, so when you say with rock accents, what does that, what define?
Right, so let's take Clipper, for instance. I would, and how I costed Clipper was it came up with a little design. So I would use rock as another kind of accent, like the sidewalk is, where that section would be rock and boulders. You know, a minimized section.
In areas?
Yes, in areas, going out.
Non-symmetrical, just randomly?
Just as if it was flowing down Clipper.
But when you say rock, you do include boulders in those rock. Right?
Now there already are boulders on Clipper, which I already took into
consideration. Oh, good, because those things, I really like those rocks, yeah. Man.
Well, they're probably hidden amongst all the stuff.
Okay. I'm sorry, Brian. Anything else you have?
So when you come back to us, please include in your strategy the center islands as well.
Okay.
So we look at this as a totality of a package.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about these numbers. I think they're reasonable and certainly doable.
So just for clarification, Bill, when you say Disco Boulevard, you're not including the islands, you're including from
you're
front
right.
to here.
It's the front
or to
entrance
here.
To Willow Lake.
Right, to Willow Lake.
Yeah.
Those islands have been neglected forever.
I think that's another step for a Poe experiment. Like,
well, bringing the cost in-house, and you look at the rate, that if the money is at $168,000, and we're pretty confident that it is, then we can use the balance of what we don't spend here. We want to spend 10, 12 of it right now, but if we have $40,000 left over, that extra $68,000, we can do two things with it. One, we can address those islands when we look at how much money we have left over. And then out of that $40,000, if we start to get behind in other areas, we can bring a contractor in and do the cleanup of those areas and help us keep pace with it.
And at some point, we need to address the fencing around the, and get that cement fence replaced, the pieces that are missing over by the waste area.
Zone 9.
Concrete fence. We need to address that and get that, because it looks funky having.
Well, is there money in the budget to order those? I mean, because that seems like a.
Do we?
I don't know, we'll re-examine it and we'll look at it, but we were going to spend some of that money to do all that cleanup with the outside contractor. Those posts are like $65 inch, probably not including shipping.
How many are missing?
Probably need about 50 of them, maybe.
That many?
Yeah. Oh, probably more than that.
Oh, I had no idea.
Several months ago.
I had no idea. I didn't realize it was that many. It's a,
some are, some look like they're in good shape, but in the next months.
Okay.
Is that something we could ask the county for, since they own some of those parks as far as?
They don't own Zone 9, but Sligo Park.
61,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And unfortunately, they're different colors, so you can't cross-pollinate with them.
Well, if I could also just add in this is just my opinion as far as priority. I think the priority should be Discovery Bay Boulevard, Clipper, Newport, and then the islands. That would be my personal.
Bay, Newport, Clipper, then the islands?
Discovery Bay Boulevard, Clipper, Newport, and then the islands. That would be my personal. Because I just think the town wants to see a major project, and Discovery Bay Boulevard would afford that to the greatest number of people right off the bat.
Well, the reason why we picked Newport in October to start with is because we could knock that out sooner, and that gives us that month lead. We didn't want to start getting involved in the bigger projects until November, when some of the demands on the bowling the parks and doing all that stuff is reduced.
Okay, so I would like, okay, so let me just make a couple comments. First of all, as anticipated, because I've been down this road about 6-7 years ago when Farron was here, the cost for us to do it ourselves, and I think between the two projects, we have confidence that we have enough skill and design ability here that we can do the job. It's about 60% of what it would cost to have the contractor do it. Apples to apples, no rock to no rock. We knew that, because that's why we started doing in-house projects. That's why Farron took over and we got rid of, I can't remember the company name, the company we had, because it was costing us so much money to have these projects done. So I think that's good news, that we're still consistently better to do it in-house. And I would like to see us take staff's recommendation in hiring contractors to do what would be, I hate to say remedial, but considered to be just cleanup work and not design and build work, and have us do that in-house. I would like to see it done with rock accents.
I would concur that for us to do in-house design enhancements and build is cheaper. I would argue that, like Mike was presenting, that the maintenance costs are probably cheaper than someone else do it.
Okay. Do you need any other sort of, let me just see if the public has any input on this. Is there any input from the public on this?
My only input is I hear you saying, well, if we save a little money here, then we can put it over there and things of this nature. Yet I keep thinking we've got all this money, close to $1 million, just sitting there doing nothing that could be applied to this, because it's designated for Zone 8.
And you're absolutely correct, Terry, but for the time being, that money is not available. It may be available for reimbursement at some point to some of these projects, or it may be available to immediately tackle some of the other projects like the islands, but at this point in time, that money, the board has decided that money needs to be held on to for the time being. So you just, I guess I just ask you to be patient on that. Until we know one way or the other, we can't use that money. The board's not going to vote. Well, it's not an option that I want to bring before the board, because it forces so many other dominoes to fall. Make sense? I guess. Oh. Terry?
What's that?
You hear me? Are you good with that explanation?
I hear you, and you say makes sense, and I'll have to think about that for a little bit.
Appreciate it. I'll see you next time you're out behind my house. We'll talk about it.
Okay, so we will bring this before the board, as we brought it before you. And
that would be our guidance, would be to present it with, I don't know if you want to bring it, you may just want to bring the quick comparison between column one and column two. I guess, is that what you're talking about?
Well, we'll come to the recommendation of
in-house, right.
And you can speak during that time as well on the recommendation.
If questions come up, we can answer the questions as they come up. But
correct.
But this is a direct response. Not necessarily, we were already working on this before the board had its meeting. I want to acknowledge that we haven't been sitting on our hands. We've been working with you for a year on this since you got here. Not quite a year.
Not quite.
About 8 months. But we've been working with you for at least 6 months on this. But the benefit of it is it addresses a lot of the concerns that the board brought forward in their special meeting that we had. So I just want to make sure that we address those concerns and that the rest of the board sees that, in fact, we are moving forward and we are addressing these issues because we feel the same way they do, that they need to be taken care of. It's been too long. Anything more?
No.
Bill, thank you very much for your presentation. I appreciate it. It probably was longer than it needed to be because of me, but nonetheless, item two.
Okay, item two. Okay, at the July 23rd, 2020 special board meeting, staff was tasked with contacting the county and obtaining specific information concerning the landscape zones in our jurisdiction. Staff telephonically met with County Public Works on August 12, 2020. This is the information obtained. And I'll just kind of go through the questions that were posed to them and the responses that we've got. So we asked them, when determining how much money will be funded to the town to maintain each zone, how does the county determine how much money the county will withhold from the total assessment revenue generated in each zone? Because there are fluctuating amounts in each zone and fluctuating percentages that change every year. This is that they hold back for administrative costs, et cetera. Their reply was the county does not have a set formula for any of the zones. Monies are held back for administrative costs and in reserves depending on the needs of the zone. Each budget year is determined on its own. Zones with escalators have assessments raised based on a county engineering report, much like we do in Zone 9. And zones without an escalator, such as Zone 57, do not see an annual increase. So in Zone 57, the assessment that they had when the house was first built is the assessment
that
they have today.
That's forgotten at the Pacific Waterways, right?
Yeah, it's forgotten.
Right.
Exactly.
And Zone 8.
No, Zone 8's got an escalator.
Zone 8 is a different, is ours, and is a different funding mechanism.
It's a
218. Zone 8 is actually ad valorem taxes.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay. So two, the other question was, do the same rates apply and the same retention methodology apply to all other areas in the county? And can you provide some examples of this in other areas of the county? We want to make sure we are being treated the same. Their response, Discovery Bay is unique in that we have a public agency contract relationship for landscape services. We are the only CSD with a county contract. When we have issues, we can ask for extra money to be taken out of reserves in that zone if any money is there. I asked them, well, for example, when I was with the city of Brentwood, we had general funds. And here in this town, we don't have general funds, but you at the county have general funds. And in Brentwood, they use general funds to support underfunded areas. So why can't we use county general funds? And so they said there may be CAO money, and that's the chief administrative officer, like discretionary money, that we can ask for, but that would have to be for a very unique circumstance. And they added, given the current budgetary constraints, it might be difficult to obtain any kind of allocation from the ACO at this time.
Of course.
They're losing money under COVID.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
He said, any unspent funds from the previous fiscal year are available and may be used for maintenance, including paying a contractor to catch up on deferred maintenance. And so we will go to them for those monies that we just talked about.
Do we have any leftover funds from previous?
Well, not at 57. I think it's very, 57 is just skin of your teeth.
Oh, we always have been.
We
should have seen how we were able to reduce the
class. I think we have that rate for you.
Yeah, 57, there for the year ending 2020, their capital improvement and reserves total is $13,000.
happens every year.
No, that's their balance in their checking account pretty much. So in comparison with another zone, let's just say zone 35, they're forecasting reserves of 260K.
Now that's the bridge that goes over to Safeway there off of Newport, behind Safeway. So yeah, if we need a new bridge, maybe in good shape.
Well, and you know, that's not,
no,
but you know, that's the reason that that reserve is that high, because eventually you're gonna need a new bridge and it's gonna cost $500,000.
Right, yeah.
And if I might, the number that I'm quoting is pre-COVID, it's 6 months actual, 6 months estimated. We know we left about $5,000 or $6,000 on the table, and that's the money we're trying to say, hey, we couldn't work for 3 months. We weren't able to bill you guys. Can we get that? And he said that was something we could do.
Who's he?
The public works person over it that deals with county.
Well, districts. It's nice that they responded.
Well, they did. I have a little more. Some of it's a little shocking, but we need to be realistic here.
Okay.
I also asked if they could provide landscape agreements between the county and other gyms. There's nothing similar to what we have. Okay. So they pointed out during our discussions that other zones across the county are suffering landscape problems that are worse than in Discovery Bay. Some other zones in the county run out of money months before the end of the fiscal year, and no landscape services are provided for during that time.
Do they say that with pride?
No, they're
the ones that are underfunding these things. Are they bragging or what?
They said it with a degree of...
Neener.
No, a degree of... This is just reality, and we're stuck in the world of reality. That it's just, they don't like it, but this is life.
They can change it.
Like my dad saying, you know, nobody promised you life would be fair. This is kind of how they said it. They said out of 10 landscapers in the county, there are only 6 left, and trying to find replacements is difficult. If the county were to provide the services to Discovery Bay, they could not provide the level of service that Discovery Bay is providing in those zones today.
I believe that.
They out said it. They said that the landscaping complaints around the county are so pervasive that they are commonplace. The county in the past had explored with Discovery Bay the possibility of Discovery Bay taking over ownership of the county districts, and they said all that fell through, and they're a little bitter on their end over that. Yeah, it was kind of interesting that they brought this up, and they said so if the...
It fell through because they weren't going to give us any money.
I wasn't part of that, so I can't really speak to it.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
But they did.
Yeah,
say,
here's the park. No money. So it didn't make sense for us to take it over.
So, and then the last kind of comment that they made is they said, look, you know, we will try to work as collaboratively as possible with you to prioritize projects and try to get you and release money, you know, for those priorities. And that's where we were left off, is basically.
So was this a one-on-one conversation you had, or was it?
This was a teleconference in which it was.
Who was on the call?
Leah was on the call. Mike Davies, Bill Engelman, Julie Carter, Slava Gaspada Chico.
Okay.
And Carl Runner.
Okay. Good. I want to make sure that we have other staff on the call for continuity purposes.
Right. Well,
this
is
something that's going to go on for years.
I just want to let you know, I wrote an email to them asking them of the comments that I just wrote to you, and I asked them to make any corrections, and they didn't make any corrections, but they added a couple things.
do you have a reason to get back to them?
The reason to get back to them is, for example, under that cleanup bid that we had from that contractor is that it involved zone 57, 61. We're going to ask them for some of the prior money
to
pay for that.
At the time when you get back to them, would you tell them that the Park and Rec Committee appreciates them getting back and negotiating and talking with us, that it hasn't always been that reciprocal, and we really appreciate it?
I will absolutely do that.
Okay.
So that's an update
on that.
And
maybe that will take some of the...
Mike, I guess question. So based on all his responses, where does the town of Discovery Bay sit as far as what we want to do moving forward? I mean, is there a recommendation that staff has as far as, okay, well, given all this, here's what we need to kind of start thinking about?
Well, I think it is, this. They validated what we've known all along, and what we've said all along is that, I'll put it in my own words, is look, we're the county, we collect the money in our zones, we'll decide how much we're gonna give to you as a budget, we're gonna decide how much we're gonna hold back in reserves, we're gonna decide how much the administrative cost is, and then you, when you see that money, we want from you a budget of how you're gonna use that money. Then we'll talk about releasing any extra money that we may have in the zone by projects that you and I, that we in the county can discuss together. For example, trying to get extra stuff done in Zone 57.
So how much influence would the Board of Supervisors have over a decision like, hey, here's an extra $50,000 out of reserves for this particular zone?
They never discussed that, but that was part of where I was going out of this.
So what I'm wondering is if the three of us shouldn't have a meeting with Leah and Diane Burgess and explain to her that we'd love to have her advocate on our behalf for some funds to try to get them. When the time comes for us to ask for something, whether we can't have our supervisor who, you know, says she wants to help us and she's always there, I guess, but let's see if we can't get her to advocate on our behalf and say, hey, listen, throw them a bone or something.
Well, I'm going to give you my opinion on this, and I'd be more than happy to do that, obviously. We started out with contacting the supervisor's office to get this thing rolling. I think basically the supervisor's office, what we would be asking the supervisor is can you find us money elsewhere to help us out?
I think what we'd be asking the supervisor is to have a talk with the department that they control the funds for, and say, hey, help Discovery Bay out here. I know there's a little extra money here and there. That's what I'm asking for.
Okay, we can ask.
I mean, it can't hurt to sit down with her.
Never hurts.
And because we really haven't reached out to her for anything, and that's maybe missing the boat there a little bit.
Okay.
But if I could ask a question. So moving forward, though, as far as a bigger picture is concerned, does this confirm or reiterate that we should go back and start thinking about the overlay that we talked about a year and a half ago?
Yes. Yes, and we're working, and we're close. We're very close on that. Would you like it up? Well, kind of not on the agenda, but I can say that we are working on the overlay. We can give you an update.
Let's put that on the next agenda item, next future agenda item.
Write that down. Okay.
All right. Discussion regarding, I'm sorry. Any comment from the public on that discussion? Okay, item three.
Item three. On August 27th, I spoke to Tony Adams, the owner of Adams Pool Solutions, and he stated that is the pool company that is refurbishing our pool that we originally contracted with, and we have put that on hold to explore the bigger pool option. And so I called up Tony Adams and I said, what is basically the drop dead date that you need to know if the board elected to go back to refurbishing the pool of when it could get done in time for the April May swim season? And he said to get the pool done in April, he would need to know no later than the beginning of October. So I wanted to brief you on that.
Well, I think that's important to brief the board on that presentation this evening. I would also remind, as a reminder, state that the board has already approved that contract. It's been put on hold pending other discussions, but that it has already been made. It's already been made as a motion and approved to spend those funds, those funds are currently in the budget to repair that pool. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Right. That is correct.
You follow? Okay, any other comments with regards? Okay, so discussion regarding pool
so
plan.
So was that, and then you wanted an update on where we're at with current big pool.
Yes, we were hoping that after months and months of waiting for an estimate that something would be forthcoming.
Well, I can tell you that I received a word from the county, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, that the plans for a bigger pool have been approved by the county, and then we would owe them about $22,000 in permit fees and for the to give the approval, and they need the name of a contractor. Well, so all that's in the on hold. So the next steps would have been Terracon, do you have an now that the pool plans have been approved and we know what the county is requiring us to do, is there a new estimated pool cost? And they came back, believe it or not, about 2 hours ago with an estimated pool cost of $1,418,609. So staff obviously has not had time to scrutinize this. We have not had time to digest this, and this would be something we would still have to bring back after we've had an opportunity to really examine the estimate and see what we think may be missing or overstated, etc. And then probably have Terracon come in, and I would recommend that Terracon come in and provide you their rationale for this particular estimate, which is considerably higher than the original estimate that we received.
Right. So my question for you, Mike, a couple things. First of all, we have a final number, we have a final estimate. Let me ask you this. Does that estimate, did the county address all the site issues that need to be addressed? Does that include egress, entrance, exit, parking lots, all that is part of what's been approved? There's no other modifications to the site that needs to be done, or was this just the pool?
This is the pool and the bathrooms, and I've just done it because it's fresh off the press.
I have no pressure. Meetings. Just trying to understand it.
I don't know that the county has made those requirements of us.
Okay.
So we really need
so
to
we can't really address
it.
We don't have the data to address that one way or the other.
I would say those kind of things would certainly drive the cost higher up.
Well, and then is the $22,000 included in that?
It doesn't appear to me that the permit money is included in this as well.
That $22,000 is what it would cost for the permits to build the pool.
Correct, and this doesn't include the cost of putting together a request for proposals to pool contractors.
Which is going to be another $10,000.
It doesn't include the cost of supervising the project.
Right. Okay, so I'm glad that came in, and when it came in, I would like, Brian, do you have anything? I'm sorry.
Go ahead, you're doing good.
Okay, so interrupt me anytime. I would like to make a recommendation from the Park and Rec Committee that this be put on the agenda to discuss some possible action. I know that's a little bit repetitive, but I think now coming from the committee, based on the fact that we have data, we are requesting this be put on the agenda for board discussion with regards to how we're going to move forward, especially in light of the fact that if it's a positive vote, we know we're going to be without a pool for another season, because there's no way that they're going to finish that pool by April. But if it's not, if we don't move forward with a bigger pool, which we don't know how the board's going to go on that yet, we need to make that decision quickly in order to not rob the citizens of Discovery Bay for another year with blue-green algae, the inability, the lack of confidence that a lot of constituents I've spoken to have in swimming in the Delta, and put a pool in so they have something to use next season. It's already been two seasons without a pool. And so I think we owe the citizens of Discovery Bay that decision. An act to not make a decision is an act to take away another season of swimming. That's the point.
I will be making this presentation to the board this evening, and I will advise them, or if the chairman prefers, if I forget, to say that the committee is recommending that this be brought back for a board vote.
We'll
see how it turns out.
Yeah, we'll see which direction it goes. But I appreciate that information. I'm very, very pleased that we have some very solid numbers in time because it would be horrible to get these numbers in November and then not have a pool for next season if, in fact, it doesn't go that way.
I would just like to say that, well, with regards to the solid number, you know, we still need to really look at this number. It could increase. It could.
Yes.
I doubt it will decrease, but this is a little bit. This is the first look at a number that they're giving us, a revised number, and I think it could potentially even go up from there.
I would tend to agree, and I think that's kind of what Brian was in my concern 8 months ago when the board was talking about hiring Terracon to put these estimates together.
18 months ago,
that it was going to be too expensive, period. That we don't have the money. We don't have $1.4 million plus to do a pool. And it's not whether we want a pool or not want a pool. It's a matter of, do we have the money to pay for it? It's not about taking one side or the other. It's about, do we have the money or don't we have the money? That's what as Bill Peace has said many times, the number one responsibility of this board is spending money and doing it wisely and fiscally responsible. So that's what my concern is.
Director Grayson, so if I can understand you correctly, you want to see this put on the, not tonight's agenda, but the next general board meeting.
September 16th agenda for discussion and possible action. Because of the deadline, which was my point last meeting, but
yeah.
Because of the deadline that we know we've been given by the current pool contractor, who still has a contract to finish the pool. He's sitting on a contract. So that, I don't know how that's going to work, but we'll worry about that later. Does that conclude your report on the pool, sir?
That concludes my report.
Okay. Thanks for throwing that in there. Discussion regarding pickleball update. Monica. Oh, hey, is there any comment with regards to that discussion from the public?
I was curious. I think I know the answer, but that $1,418,000 does not include the tens of thousands that we've spent with Terracon up to this point just to figure that out. Is that correct?
That would be correct. Those are costs that it took to get to this point, to get that $1.4 million number, so the board can make a decision.
And my kind of experience sort of tells me that this is just an estimate by these people, and that when we actually do it, it'll probably end up costing a bunch more.
Well, appreciate your opinion. Terry, thank you. Is that it?
That's it.
Thank you, buddy. All right, moving on. Item 4, pickleball.
Hello. Just want to give you a quick update on where we stand with the pickleball project right now. The contracts have been executed between town and Dryco. Dryco has submitted their submittals. Staff has reviewed them and returned them to Dryco, so we're moving on the path with that. We will be chatting with them this week to come up with a preliminary schedule, fingers crossed, to actually start middle to end of next week. So very excited about that. And pending weather and everything else, we should be completed by early November.
So Monica, do we have any of the actual funds on hand for this project? In other words, the funds for this are the WW money left over, correct?
Yes.
Or it's a grant money left
over. The WW measure money. The measure money
left over and money from the pickleball people. Is any of that money in our account yet?
No, not yet. The
okay.
way it works with the East Bay Regional Parks District is as we get a chunk done, I have forms
progress
and document.
Payments.
Exactly. Then
okay.
I will submit
right.
those to them with the backup and they will send us
and
a
then, okay, that's all. I'm just curious whether
yeah.
we're kind of footing the bill and then getting reimbursed.
And they'll reimburse.
Okay, very good. Just want to understand the process.
Yeah, you got it.
Anything else?
We're excited.
I can't wait to hear this all the time. I'm excited to hear that. One hand clap is one of my favorite
right.
things.
Do we need to do any repairs to the tennis courts at Cornell Park? With the striping, in regards to striping?
We haven't discussed that quite yet, so we're getting through this project, and then we'll talk about getting that taken care of. But it is on our radar.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much for that report. Guys, this has been a, we have the future agenda items. Have we discussed any other future agenda items? Okay.
I think we already nailed them all.
I want to thank you all for your hard work. This is this is one of our more complicated meetings, and there was a lot of staff work done, both manual labor as well as presentation work. Bill, appreciate that. Monica, and I want to thank you all very much, and I will adjourn this meeting.
Thank you.